Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 108, and I am your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned three-time Amazon best-selling author, master metabolic trainer, certified MMA strength and conditioning coach, kettlebell specialist, but most importantly, I'm known around the world as a guy who helps men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond completely transform their bodies, completely transform their health, and transform their lives through naturally increasing testosterone, through their mindset, workouts, nutrition, recovery, and everything to make them the alpha man. And this podcast is specifically designed for men over the age of 40. And today I'm excited because today, episode 108, we have James Swanwick, who's going to talk about how to let go of alcohol and also improve your sleep. Now, if you guys don't know who James Swanwick is, he's a former SportsCenter anchor on ESPN. And of course, he's a sleep and alcohol expert. And not only the CEO and founder of Swanwick Sleep, but he also has another organization called Alcohol Free Lifestyle, which I really, really like. And we're going to talk about that today. And basically, you know, James today is going to teach us about how sleep and alcohol are definitely two things that sometimes go hand in hand, but not in a good way, right? You know, he's been featured in Forbes and Entrepreneur magazine and Psychology Today talking about this exact thing and how to avoid alcohol, but also how to increase your sleep, quality of sleep, and avoid harmful effects of blue light by using his Swannies, like those blue blocker glasses, which I have coming in the mail as we speak. Today he's going to talk about all of that stuff. I'm really excited about that. He's also got the 30-day no alcohol challenge for those of you who are thinking of, you know, giving up alcohol and giving up alcohol in general, specifically at our age. You know, we get to the age now where do we really need alcohol in our lives? You know, knowing how much it destroys our lives. You know, when it comes to naturally increasing your testosterone levels, right? That's our goal. As men over 40, 50, 60, 70, our goal is to get those T levels in the 900 and 1,000 nanograms per deciliter level. And the way we do that is naturally is by, you know, better recovery, the specific workouts that we do and stay away from, the foods that we eat and stay away from. But sleep is key, right? Sleep is super important. And knowing how alcohol increases estrogen, which is a female hormone, and although we need a little bit of estrogen, too much estrogen will cause belly fat storage, specifically visceral belly fat. Too much estrogen will cause man boobs. Too much estrogen kills our testosterone levels. And too much estrogen keeps us counterbalanced, right? Gives our hormones all out of whack, right? It's a female hormone. And again, we do need a little bit of it. And sleep is super important as well, because it's during sleep, it's during that deep sleep when testosterone production starts, right? It's in the morning, but it's during the deep sleep. And so if alcohol is going to damage increase our estrogen and all of the other health issues that come with drinking alcohol, and we need a lot of sleep, then we need to focus on those two things. Those are two things that are important for testosterone. The other thing that's important for testosterone, once you have everything in place, once you have your mindset right, where you're going to live a life where you're going to focus on your hormones, once you have your recovery in place, both sleep and recovery physically to keep chronic stress down. Once you have your nutrition on point, eating alpha meals, eating foods that are going to help you increase testosterone, going to help you increase your metabolism, going to keep your insulin levels balanced. It's going to, feed your thyroid hormones, keep inflammation down. When you do workouts that are 30 minutes less, metabolic workouts, helping you build muscle, burn fat, total body. When you have all of that in play, then you can add a supplement, which is our sponsor today, which is my own supplement, Alpha Max Test 3D. This is our testosterone, my testosterone supplement, our testosterone supplement, developed, formulated with myself and, of course, Dr. Steven Anton. We put this together, obviously, because if my focus is helping me naturally increase testosterone and I do it through an entire program, the icing on the cake is ensuring that you get a high level of extra strength testosterone powder into your daily lifestyle, right? And this is not just about increasing testosterone. This is about helping with metabolic health. This is about estrogen, keep getting healthy levels of estrogen, keeping your stress levels down, boosting your vitality, blood flow, everything. We literally formulated this with research and science backed by research and science, and ensured that the formulation, the doses that we put in here, were the doses that were from the research that we looked into, right? So if we have, tribulus, and tribulus, it helps increase testosterone, where the research that shows that this happened, we want to make sure that the dose that was used to get those great results were the doses that were in this. But anyways, you can learn more, Alpha Max Test 3D. You can learn more at funksupplements.com. It's all there. You can use code FUNK10 to get 10% off. But once you have everything in place, I'm telling you, man, this powder, there's nothing on the planet like it. Look at the ingredients. Look at what's in here and get it into your life so you can kickstart your feeling better, more energy, feeling like a man. And like I said before, we need to focus on sleep. We need to get rid of the foods, the drinks, and the things that in our life that are stopping us from naturally, balancing our hormones and also forcing us to die at an early age, specifically as men, through chronic health issues. So today I want you to listen to James Swanwick. I'm really excited about him. By the way, just before we get in there, you can go to jamesswanwick.com. You can go to also swanwicksleep.com, and he's got these blue blocker glasses called Swannies, which once you start listening to this podcast, you're going to want them. So use code FUNK. You're going to get 10% off those Swannies, and listen to James Swanwick. I'm so excited to have him on, and you're going to love this episode. Enjoy the episode. I'm the Funkster. We are live, we are live, we are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha podcast. Today, I am super excited because we have today former Sports Center anchor of ESPN turned sleep and alcohol expert James Swanwick in the house to talk about alcohol and sleep. James, how are you doing, sir? And thank you for being on the show.
I'm doing so well. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Awesome. So listen, our viewers, the guys who listen, watch, these are men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. And I think, including me, how did you go from being born to being an anchor on Sports Center, huge, then from transitioning from being an anchor, biggest sports, sports channel there is, to sleep and alcohol expert?
Well, I grew up in Australia. I'm a native Australian, and I was a socially acceptable drinker of alcohol in that I had two drinks a night, few drinks a night. I was rarely getting drunk, but my drinking habits were pretty consistent over two decades. And then when I was 35, I woke up one morning and I thought, I need to take a break from drinking to see what would happen. And I did. I stopped drinking for 30 days. And in 30 days, I lost 13 pounds. My skin got better. I slept better. And that was the time where I auditioned to become a sports center anchor on ESPN. And because I had the clarity and the focus and I was feeling good from not drinking, I credit that feeling for really helping me get the job as a sports center anchor on ESPN. And I just felt so damn good. And I started to get this feedback like, wow, look at this. You stopped drinking and you got this amazing job hosting a TV show. There's something to this. Why don't you just keep not drinking? And so that's what I did. And then, you know, a couple of years into being a sports center anchor on ESPN, so many people kept asking me, is it true that you don't drink? How do you not drink at all? Like, how does that happen? And so I created a little online program called the 30-Day No Alcohol Challenge, which has now grown into a movement of people. And now I hope I help mostly men over 40 in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s to stop drinking alcohol. I created a sleep company called Swanwick Sleep, and we create these blue light blocking glasses and other sleep products that help you sleep better. And that's how it really happened. So it was just, I stopped drinking alcohol. I fulfilled a lifelong dream to host a TV show, and I created two health companies because I just felt so damn good.
Wow, that's amazing. And that is definitely the feat, what you get from no alcohol. You know, I haven't drank in, I don't know, 7 years, I think. So I get the same. But I was a big time drinker, you know, as a professional athlete, you know, and the sport that I played professional beach volleyball and indoor volleyball back in the day, because I'm 54. So when I was playing, drinking was part of it. Like, you know, you play 2 day tournament, you know, if you're still in the tournament after Saturday, you still go out that night and you're playing Sunday a little bit hungover, trying to win tens of thousands of dollars, you know, on the beaches. But of course that led down to, you know, a lot of self-medicating and then drugs and et cetera. So I stopped the drinking many years ago. And yeah, like you, found so much in regards to leaner, healthier, better sleep, more focus, being able to create companies and that sort of thing. But the thing that's peculiar to me is most people who do what you're doing or who jump into this space have a history of alcoholism or have had, well, alcoholism or addiction or what have you. But that wasn't the case with you. Is that right?
Yeah, I would never describe myself as an alcoholic or being an addict or having an alcohol use disorder. However, for 20 years, I drank 2 or 3 glasses of booze per night, you know, and again, socially acceptable, but I came to realize, really damaging, like just taking my life from what could have been feeling and operating at a 9 out of 10 down to about a 6 out of 10. Now, it wasn't rock bottom. I wasn't getting a DUI. I wasn't getting arrested. It was just this kind of death by a million cuts, you know, or mediocrity by a million cuts, right? Like it was just like my sleep was like blah. My nutrition was blah. My looks were blah. My productivity and my career were blah. My relationships were blah. It was just blah. Mm. And blah means just like whatever.
Yeah.
Not very good. Not terrible. Just kind of like just Mr. Freaking Average. And maybe even a little bit worse than average, right? So, you know, I mean, yeah, I guess that's surprising that to people like, oh, wow, you stopped and you weren't like getting arrested or anything. But you know what? It was like I just knew how much capability I had in my life to live a much higher vibration type of life and to create an outstanding life as opposed to just one that I was phoning in.
Right. And you know, that's why I love this, because this is the message that you don't have to be an alcoholic or hit rock bottom to understand that we don't need, you know, the drinking. Aside from the side effects that we talked about, sleep and fogginess and what have you, hormonal imbalance, you know, testosterone, more estrogen, those are some of the things that happen when you drink, not even excessively, right? And so what I always tell my guys is like, listen, in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, we've had our drinking binges, we've had our partying. Like the drinking is not the focus when it comes to socializing, right? Like the focus is the socializing, not the drinking. The drinking is just there, but we don't have to drink to be social, and we shouldn't be drinking to be social. What do you think?
Yeah. And it's just, you know what? It's just conditioning. Like I get it. I get why we feel like we need to drink to be social, because guess what? Culture has been telling us to do it that way for most of our adult life. And not only most of our adult life, but since we were little boys, when our parents, whether it was our mother or father or adults that we witnessed, would always say, oh, no, 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 little Johnny, you can't have a drink. You've got to wait till you're older. And so what is the parent or the adult doing in that instance? They're imprinting this idea in little Johnny's mind that drinking alcohol is a rite of passage, that one day they'll get to drink this attractively packaged poison and then somehow savor it, right? And somehow little Johnny's thinking, oh, one day when I'm grown up, I'll get to smile while drinking this poison. And so that's why, you know, fast forward to today, people find it so challenging to grasp onto the idea that you can socialize and have fun and do business and celebrate without drinking alcohol, because alcohol's just always been present. But I can tell you, because I haven't drunk any amount of alcohol since 2010, and I coach high-performing men, executives, entrepreneurs, business owners, athletes, investors, to stop drinking alcohol. And I can tell you that myself and all of our, you know, successful clients are now doing multi-million dollar deals alcohol-free. They're now going to the Super Bowl alcohol-free. They're now watching competitive and professional sports in the NBA finals and loving it and enjoying it alcohol-free. They're celebrating big achievements alcohol-free. They're dealing with their stress and anxiety, or reducing or eliminating their stress or anxiety, without consuming attractively packaged poison. They're doing it alcohol-free. So look, I get that it's tough to grasp, but once you've got a few simple little processes and some great community and accountability around you, man, you just get it and the whole world opens up to you.
100%. Couldn't agree with you more. So I'm listening and I'm, you know, maybe I have a couple of drinks here or there. You know, my body's not the way it is. My health's not the way it is. I'm not where I want to be, even in my 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Where does this 30-day challenge come in? Because is that where you would probably start somebody if they came to you, or if someone's listening right now? Would a 30-day challenge of not drinking be something that you would start them with?
The answer is it depends. Now, let me just tell you about these 30-day challenges, okay? If you do a 30-day no alcohol challenge just to see what it feels like, to get a grasp of what life could feel like, then great, I'm all for you. But if you go through those 30 days feeling like you're depriving yourself of something, feeling like you're a prisoner, then what are you going to do on day 30 and day 31? You're going to do what most prisoners want to do, which is break free of prison, and you'll start drinking, right?
Yeah.
And in most cases, you'll end up drinking more than what you, or the same than as your drinking habits before you started the 30-day challenge. So I can tell you, while I love the mission of like Dry January and Sober October and Dry July, like I love those missions because it does have people really, in many cases for the first time, experience what an alcohol-free lifestyle can actually feel like. However, again, if you're going to do that, then my invitation to you is do a 30-day challenge, but allow yourself to be open to the idea that you'll end up going 40 days, 50 days, 3 months, a year, a lifetime. Don't close that door. Because if you're doing this and you're like, I can't wait to get to day 30 when I get to celebrate, then you just don't get it. You're still a prisoner, and you'll remain a prisoner for the rest of your life because you're unconsciously and consciously telling yourself that alcohol is desirable and fun and pleasurable. And you're also telling yourself that not drinking is hard and painful and requires focus and willpower and it's deprivation, right? Yeah. So, that was a long-winded answer, but if I was to answer it succinctly, I would say for some people, doing a 30-day challenge is a great start, but do so being open to going much longer. And for others, I would definitely share that doing at least 90 consecutive days has been proven repeatedly in multiple studies, and certainly that's what we do in our Project 90 program, to really have a habitual change in people, to create a habitual change, to change someone's mindset where they no longer worship at the altar of alcohol, but rather love being alcohol-free and want to keep creating that year after year after year.
I love it. 30 days will allow some people to understand, okay, this is what it feels like not to drink. But the 90 days is where the real rewiring comes in, because and the awakening, right? Because you start to see things differently, smell things differently, opportunities start to come, and you're starting to really understand, oh, wait a minute, this is what it feels like to be around family without me being hammered, or without me trying to drink away the feeling of what being with your family should be by kind of numbing myself so that I can handle it. But instead, let's handle it. Let's get in there. Let's see why. Why do I actually numb myself? Why am I not just like enjoying it? Because yeah, so sure, Aunt Susie's a little cuckoo, but I now have the clarity to push Aunt Susie to the side and focus on the other people who I love to be with, right? And it's like, it's incredible, because that 90 day, I believe, like you said, is really key, because you're going to see so health-wise and just lifestyle and what you can do as a person, right? Specifically as we get older, because I always tell my guys, like, listen, man, we are the patriarchs of our family, whether we want to be or not. So like just because we age, like that's what happens, because we age, when shit hits the fan in our 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, what have you, everyone's coming to grandpa, everyone's coming to dad. And if dad's drinking or dad's out, you know, someone's wedding getting hammered and something happens, you're no good to anybody. You can't provide, you can't protect, you can't procreate. And so I love the 30-90. I love what you said about that. What are some of the negative effects of alcohol, though? What? I mean, I know what they are, but like, what are the negative effects of just a couple of drinks a week?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. There was a study that came out in 2022 on the effects of just one seemingly innocent drink per night, right? One. So think about that for one moment, okay? So if you're listening or watching, how much alcohol do you drink a week, right? Just get that number. Now, if you just have 7 standard drinks in a week, one seemingly innocent drink a night, according to this 2022 study, which looked at 35,000 British people over the age of 50, right? So this is the demographic of most of the listeners of this show, right? That was enough to destroy gray and white matter in the brain. The bumper sticker is, one glass of alcohol a night causes brain degeneration. Now, you might say, that's not true. That's crazy. That can't be right. Well, it's not right if you only do it for a year or two, right? But over time, is it really going to have that many detrimental effects? Probably not. Not massively. But if you're doing that, one drink a night only for 40 years, or for even the 20 years that you've been drinking so far, because most guys who are listening right now are over the age of 40, so that's at least 20 years of drinking, you've already done brain damage. You've already got brain damage. And I'm telling you, I see it in my mother's husband right now, who's got dementia, and he was a consistent drinker. He wasn't a drunk. He wasn't an alcoholic, but he was a typical Australian man, and that he liked to have beers with his mates and drink some whiskey and whatever. I never saw him drunk, but he's always drinking, every night, drinking something. He's got dementia. Now, can I definitively say it's because of the alcohol? No, I can't. I'm not a doctor, and I haven't been alive for most of his life, so I don't know. But I'm telling you, my suspicion, based on watching his habits, is that alcohol played either the part, like the majority part, or a considerable part. So for guys who think their drinking's no big deal and it's all right, I just have a drink on occasion, add up how many drinks on occasion you're actually having. That is going to catch up with you if it hasn't already. So just be very, very wary of that. And then on top of that, I would say this. We all know it causes liver damage, but it slows down your metabolism. It creates unwanted body fat. It compromises your sleep. I have a sleep company called Swanwick Sleep. Like I said, we produce these blue light blocking glasses that you wear before bedtime to block out the blue light from your screens. Then you remove the glasses and it helps you to sleep better. But if you're sleeping anywhere close to bedtime, the quality of your sleep is going to be so compromised that it won't matter how many hours of sleep you get, you'll still wake up feeling like shit. Mm-hmm. And when you wake up feeling like shit, or even not shit, but just wake up feeling like a little bit lethargic or a little bit tired, think about the effect that that is going to have on your day and your life and the people in your life. Because when you're a little bit irritable, you're more likely to snap at people. When you're more likely to snap at people, you have relationship strains. When you're feeling stressed and anxious from that relationship strain, what do? You want a numbing agent like alcohol to try and relieve the stress and anxiety, and then you drink again, which then creates this vicious cycle that you can't get out of. So besides, you know, drinking, dehydrating you, messing with your skin, creating more wrinkles and signs of aging, it destroys your brain matter, compromises your sleep, and causes lots more stress and anxiety in your life.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, why would you want to damage your body, you know, with something that, you know, like this is not like, oh, that's weird. I just realized that this is what drinking does. We've been told that the things that drinking does to us throughout our lives, on one hand, but you know, we try to hang on to the positives, which I don't know, you know, I don't even know what the positives are for drinking, to tell you the truth, because I haven't drank in 7-8 years now. And I like, just the thought of that for me is like, because for me, the reason why I stopped actually was because I would bloat every time I would drink. That was the key. That was like the big thing was the bloating. And I'm doing workouts and all this stuff, and I can't get the 6-pack abs, which is what I really wanted, like, you know, truth be told. And the drinking, just one beer, all of a sudden I'm bloated and then I'm feeling like shit. And then one beer, because I don't just drink one beer, I drink 20 beers or drinks or what have you, then that leads to other things. But that was the key. When I did that, it was a complete change, like completely, like literally that next month. So if someone has been drinking for so long, if someone has been drinking for 20 years and they're like, all right, I'm ready to do this. You know, I do see that there is no upside to alcohol, but I'm afraid, because what you just told me, James, is that my brain is degenerating. If I quit now, how fast or will my health get better? And will my brain get better?
Look, it happens fast. Just how fast depends on your age, how many years you've been drinking. I can't give you an answer for every single human being on the planet. What I would say is this, is that the longer you go without alcohol, the more your brain can repair. I can say this anecdotally just for myself. And again, this isn't to speak for all human beings. Everyone's different. But I can say that it took about probably 2 years of being alcohol-free for me to just intuitively know. I didn't have any scientific evidence to back this up, but just intuitively know that the effects of my 20 years of drinking were now mostly, if not entirely, gone. I didn't feel that way after the first year or 18 months, but at 2 years, I kind of was like, I'm feeling pretty good. I got good clarity and good focus. I'm sleeping well. My body is the way that nature intended it to be. My mindset's pretty good and sharp. I'm like, I'm feeling pretty good here. So I would, again, I'm not a doctor, right? So just don't believe what I say in terms of, you know, these kind of things. But I can just share with you anecdotally, it was about 2 years until I felt intuitively like repaired from the 2 decades of drinking that had gone before me. I can also share anecdotally some results from our clients. We've had folks who feel amazing on day 90, but then when they get to a year, they usually text me or send me a video message of some sort, and they say, wow, you should see what's happened to my life in 1 year, James. Look at this. And they show me a before and after photo where they've lost 30 pounds. And it's not just that they've lost 30 pounds, they've got like color in their skin again. You look at the before photo and they're just like Mr. Puffy Face, right? They're swollen, inflamed, they're weathered. Like they did a study again out of the UK which showed that people who stopped drinking alcohol 14 days later, they had a 30% reduction in visible wrinkles around and crow's feet around the eyes. Didn't mean that the crow's feet and the wrinkles just evaporated. It just to the naked eye, they evaporated, right? They were still there, but they weren't as pronounced to the naked eye. So the headline there is you literally get better looking when you stop drinking alcohol. I mean, look at you. You're a pretty handsome man. Like you take good care of yourself in your early 50s.
Yeah, thank you very much. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 48.
Wow. See, there it is. The proof's in the pudding, guys. If you're watching this, the proof is in the pudding. Right here, man. Looking amazing. I had one person who came to my program and they told me every single year, you talked about January, dry January. So January, they would do the January thing. They would get incredible results. They'd lose weight. But then by March, they would start drinking again. And then by January again, December, they're back with the belly. They're back with the puffy face. They just pretty much lost everything that they did the year before. And this was a cycle until this year, well, not this year, but like 2 years ago, when they took it seriously, because in my programming, like you, no drinking for the first, I say 90 days, but 30 days at least, no drinking, because we're trying to kind of like take out all the bad things that are causing, you know, hormonal imbalance, causing all of this stuff. So the drinking is huge. And the amount of people who continue down that line is incredible. And like you said, the 1 year, the 2 year, even the 90 days, the feelings and the things that they see, but a lot of people go back to the once in a while drinking. That's the fact that you can see the difference. You can feel the difference the longer you stay. Well, you should just stop drinking for the rest of your life, pretty much. Right. That's what we're talking about here. Why would you introduce it back?
Yeah. I mean, look, it does take a mindset shift, and that's what we do inside of our 90-day experience, which is called Project 90. I mean, most of what we do is a mindset shift. And look, here's the thing. Most guys will try to stop drinking, and they'll be successful for 30 days or 45 days or 90 days or 4 or 5 months. And then what happens? The slippery slope gets them, right? The slippery pole. And they find themselves right back at the beginning drinking at the same level that they were drinking before they stopped. And this can go on for decades, where they stop for a while, then start again, stop for a while and start again. It's like this stop, start cycle. So here's the thing, right? In that situation, if you could have stopped drinking for the rest of your life, you would have. You haven't, so you can't. At least on your own, using willpower and motivation, right? Mm-hmm. Willpower and motivation has less than a 10% success rate. Studies have shown this. AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, has a 7% reported success rate, which means it has a 93% failure rate. These expensive rehabs that cost $50,000, $100,000, all that kind of stuff, less than a 10% success rate when you base success on being a year alcohol-free, right? By comparison, our 90-day process, and by extension, our year-long process, which we offer as a program, has a 92% success rate. The University of Washington and the University of Florida both just completed a scientific study on our Project 90 program because they want to see how we're doing it. We had 161 participants go through this 90-day process, and the universities asked them questions along the way, took metrics, and we're now just waiting for those results to be published later on this year.
Amazing.
The reason why it's so successful is not because I'm presenting anything so remarkable and secret and like, you know, that I'm trying to withhold from people, and that you've got to be in there to really know how it works. It's very, very simple. Here it is. You ready? It's making being alcohol-free fun. It's doing it in a group of like-minded people right? So people that you can relate to. It's having community. So being around people who either also don't drink or don't need to socialize, right? It's having expert coaching, right? Someone who can identify your blind spot. And then candidly, it's having skin in the game. And the skin in the game might be paying money to do something like this, or it might be you got to pay a penalty if you drink. Like if you really hate Donald Trump and you could say, if I drink this year, I'm going to donate $10,000 to Donald Trump's re-election campaign. If you really freaking hate Joe Biden, then you can say, if I drink, I'm going to pay 10 grand to Joe Biden's re-election campaign, right? So whatever it is, so that's the skin in the game, right? Mm-hmm. So, but if you got those five pillars, fun, community, accountability, coaching, and skin in the game, you'll stop drinking. But most people are just trying to use willpower, motivation, and they're stuck on the hamster wheel.
So true. Love that. Community is huge. Community is huge, specifically for us guys. And I think that having that like-minded community of guys doing it together on the same journey, you know, no judgment, no, you know, because you're on the same journey. So no one's judging each other. Hey, we're all here, man. Like, or, you know, someone comes in day one and someone's all in day, you know, 55 or 60. And they're like, hey, don't worry. I mean, I've gone through that. I've gone through the same things you are. So there's that like comparison and help and, you know, the hope. Someone's coming in, they see, okay, if these guys can do it, shit, I can do it too. Because, you know, what are you guys doing that's working? And I love the fact that you have research behind it as well, because I love that. I love the fact that if you know something's working and you know that the system that you've put together or whatever it is that you put together works time and time and time and time again, you know, let's figure out and really get to that next level of getting research on why is this working or whatever they can uncover to really solidify what you've got. Because yes, you have AA and yes, you have all of these other places that people will first go to. But when you have Project 90 there for you, I mean, man, it's right there. It's right in front of your face. You don't have to like, you know, go to the basements in the church and sit down and, you know?
Well, that's the thing. Most people think that, right, about AA, yeah. And why no one wants to go. That's totally. I'll tell you this. AA is absolutely free. It's free, yeah. Right? Yeah. And it has a 93% failure rate. And you want to know why? In part, because it's free. There's no skin in the game. Mm. The other reason is, what's the community there? It's a community of people. You might be hanging out with a 17-year-old meth addict who's holding up gas stations. You can't relate to that person if you're listening to this show. You're right. A successful over 40 alpha man who cares about his health, cares about his family, cares about his finances, has for the most part got his shit together, but just wants to optimize and do better. You don't want to go to an AA meeting and be listening to stories about people who are holding up gas stations because of their alcohol consumption and waking up in a ditch and doing all this kind of terrible things that are you can't relate to them. That's mm-hmm. why AA has a 93% failure rate. Guess what? AA ain't fun. It's not mm-hmm. fun. That's why it has a 93% failure rate, mm-hmm. right? And coaching, give me a break. Coaching is so ineffective. It's ridiculous. It's a bunch of people sitting around complaining about their life, lamenting the past instead of having fun, focusing on the future, creating what they want in their life. Instead of lamenting what they don't have or how they mess things up. That's why it's so ineffective. Mm. Why is our process so ineffective? Because we help entrepreneurs, executives, professionals, high achievers, like-minded people over the age of 40. Everyone who's over the age of 40 who fits into that criteria likes being in the group because they can relate to all of the other people. We make it fun. We absolutely insist you have a skin in the game. We've got certified expert coaches. We've got the community and the accountability. That is it. Again, I don't want to go on about why ours is so terrific. More than I just want to highlight for people, if you're trying willpower and motivation, it's ineffective. If you try AA, statistically, it's ineffective. If you try an expensive rehab, again, you can't relate to the people. It's statistically ineffective. Do the effective way. Stop trying to make this willpower and motivation work. It ain't going to happen.
And this is across the board for everything, by the way, everybody, because it's everything, right? It's everything. It's workouts. It's nutrition. It's like, it's everything. You can apply that to everything. Do the things that are effectively working on an ongoing basis, which brings me to sleep, because I'm sure a lot of your guys coming in, you know, CEOs, entrepreneurs, high-level athletes, you know, sleep, you know, sometimes is difficult because there's so much going on up here. There's so many things happening around them. There's so many things that they have to go to or what have you, that sleep for them, I'm sure, is something that's difficult. But sleep in general for men over 40 is difficult. And so where does, first let's talk about alcohol and sleep, because, you know, if someone comes to me and says, you know, Funk, I'm having problems sleeping, and, you know, I'm trying the 6 to 9 hours, I'm trying this, I've got the Whoop, I've got my recovery every day, I'm trying to track, but I just can't. I'm like, I'm a night owl, or I'm like, you know, all of the things that come through. And then you ask him, well, like, what's your nutrition like? Are you working out? Are you drinking? You know, what is that relationship between alcohol and sleep? Let's start there. Let's just start there at that base, because to bridge that gap.
You are literally better having alcohol for breakfast than you are anywhere close to bedtime.
No shit, right?
Let me explain. Totally.
Yeah.
You are literally better off drinking beer and whiskey with your cornflakes or your toast in the morning than you are anywhere close to bedtime. Because the body, at least then, if you're drinking at breakfast time, has 16 hours to get to work, processing, trying to get those damn toxins and poison out of your body. But guess what? When it comes to sleep, we don't want the body working. We want the body resting. But the moment that you drink alcohol close to bedtime is the moment you put your body to work, at a time when your body wants and needs to rest, right? That is why alcohol is so bad for your sleep. Now, some listeners will go, oh, but hang on, a glass of wine or a beer at the end of the night helps me relax and helps me to fall asleep. Well, you know what? That might be true. It might help you to fall asleep, but the quality of your sleep is going to be so compromised that any effects of falling asleep are going to be out the window. Right. Now, you may have noticed I'm wearing an Aura ring on my finger here. An Aura ring is something that tracks your sleep through the night, and it measures your deep sleep, your REM sleep, the duration of your sleep. Effectively, it monitors the duration and the quality of your sleep. And I've had clients who've come to me before they've joined their 90 days wearing an Aura ring as they're drinking, and they show me their sleep, and it's horrendous. Mm-hmm. Compromised, poor, choppy. And of course, they're coming to me tired and lethargic and hungover because they're sleeping and they've got some unwanted body fat and they're just kind of blah, right? They go through our 90-day process and they stop drinking. You should see their sleep results on the Aura ring, from the Aura ring, and on day 90. It is night and day. They've got deep REM sleep, restorative sleep. They're sleeping 7 or sometimes 8 quality hours. They look great. They feel energetic. Everything's going terrific, right? So alcohol is just a destroyer of sleep quality. It may not be a destroyer of sleep in terms of the duration, right? It might help you fall asleep and you may still get 7 or 8 hours sleep. But the quality of that sleep is going to be so compromised if you drink anywhere close to bedtime. So this is not an invitation to start drinking for breakfast, by the way, but it isn't. But it is an invitation for you to consider just getting alcohol out of your life if sleep is one of, if not the most important priorities for you.
Well, again, amazing. And I'm going to take it to an extreme, because for me, when I think of people who use alcohol to sleep, or who you know, yeah, I went out last night and I came home and I was drunk, but then I got a lot of good sleep. I got up at like 1, you know, going to sleep, because it's quality versus quantity. The quantity of shitty sleep is the same as me punching someone in the jaw and knocking them out and them being out. You're sleep, because that's something what we say. You're sleeping. I knocked you out. You're sleeping. But what do you think the quality of that on your brain is? What do you think the quality of that on your body is? Your body's just trying to get you back to waking up after being knocked out or black out or what have you. It's the same. It's, I mean, I'm going to an extreme, but it's literally when people say that that's what is happening, it's the same thing. On a, I mean, obviously the damage is different, but is it? I mean, I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, the bottom line is this, right? When you drink alcohol and then you go to sleep, your body is not resting.
No.
Right? Your body, like if you're in the gym and you're working out and you're trying to either lose weight or put on muscle, whatever your goal is from going to the gym, you may as well just set fire to your to any results you would hope to get if you're coming back from the gym and knocking back two or three drinks, right? Yeah. Because not only are you drinking unwanted calories, but you're compromising your sleep. Now, you might work out perfectly Monday through Friday and then on Saturday go, ah, it's fine, I'll have a few drinks. Well, guess what? Now your Saturday night is, you know, if you're drinking on a Saturday night, is messed up. You sleep, you wake up on a Sunday, maybe you sleep in because you stayed up later on the Saturday night drinking, and now your circadian rhythm is all messed up, right? So now you wake up on Sunday and you're tired, and then you go to sleep on Sunday night, and now you wake up on Monday and you're tired because your body clock is all messed up from the Saturday night, right? So any way you look at it, because I already know what most people, many listeners are thinking. They're thinking, oh, well, hang on, I just won't drink on Monday, Friday. I'll just have a couple drinks on special occasions. I'll just have a drink on a Sunday. I know, because everyone's trying to latch on to hang on to this damn attractive baggage poison. Well, whatever way you look at it, even if you drink one night a week, you're still destroying your sleep for the remainder of the week. Because if your circadian rhythm is messed up just one night, the amount of time and nights and days it takes for your circadian rhythm to get back on track, even if you're not drinking, is a lot, right? It's a lot. Yeah. Any way you look at it, it ain't good.
No, and if you're let's to the gym guys, the guys who are building muscle, we know muscle doesn't get built in the gym. It's during recovery. It's 100% during sleep. That is exactly when the muscles recover, restore, get stronger. Your testosterone production happens in the morning during your deep sleep when you need that deep sleep in order for your testosterone levels to start producing every morning. That's when it's supposed to be the highest. But if you're not getting that, then you're not getting anything. And plus, if you're adding alcohol to the mix, that just messes things up. But the sleep is so important. And losing weight, 100%. If you're not getting a lot of sleep, your cortisol levels are high. Cortisol causes body fat storage. It goes on. If you've been listening to the podcast or me, you know that I preach this all the time. But let's talk about the glasses, because how do these sleep glasses work? Give us an idea of how this whole thing works and, you know.
So just to be clear, most people are compromising their sleep every night by brushing their teeth in the bathroom mirror or in the bathroom without wearing a pair of protective glasses. Now, let me explain that. That sounds a little bit weird and wacky, right? Here's the thing. At nighttime, any electronic light that you're exposed to at nighttime, right, after the sun has gone down, is potentially compromising your sleep, right? Now, here's how it works. There's blue light that's emitted from your cell phone, from your desktop computer. There's blue light that comes out from your reading light, microwave light, refrigerator light, bedside reading light, the McDonald's golden arches lights on the highway, the traffic light, the street light, the speedometer light, the alarm clock light. Light is everywhere. Artificial light. Anything that's not a natural flame like a candle, right? It's not just this blue light from your cell phone. It's not just the blue light from your TV screen or your desktop. It's everything else I just listed there, right? Now, here's the thing. What happens when your eyes are exposed to that light, your body and brain believes mistakenly that it's still daytime because that blue light is triggering the pineal and pituitary glands, stimulating them, which prevents the release of melatonin. The body is literally saying, oh, okay, it's daytime. I see the microwave light. I see the TV light, the screen. Yep, daytime. I'm going to keep the daytime hormones going and I'm not going to release the nighttime hormone melatonin. That's what's happening. So when you go to sleep with your phone and you're staring into your phone in bed and you're not wearing a pair of blue light blocking glasses, your body thinks it's daytime. Your body doesn't release as much melatonin. That results in a compromised night's sleep. So what can you do? The most effective way is to live your life by candlelight and sit in the dark. It's literally you don't ever have a phone, you don't have a TV screen, you don't use electric light, and you just light a whole bunch of candles around your house and that's it. That's the most effective way, right?
Totally.
But we live in 2023, no one's going to do that. So what's the next best way? Well, the next best way, I believe, is to block as much of that artificial light as possible through a pair of orange-lensed blue light blocking glasses. Now, for those watching, I'm wearing a pair now. I am biased about my own company's brand, Swannies, which is by Swanic Sleep. But even if you choose not to get on board with my brand and you choose any blue light blocking brand, and I'll talk to you about them in just a moment, I implore you to at the very least consider investing in a pair of blue light blocking glasses with an orange lens and wearing these about an hour to an hour and a half before you wish to sleep each night. Now, the color blue is the opposite of the color orange, so blue light cannot penetrate an orange lens. So guess what? You put these glasses on in the last 90 minutes before you go to sleep. Now you can brush your teeth in the bathroom light and feel good that you're not telling your brain that it's still daytime. You can scroll on your cell phone, which I've got here, right? You can watch TV. You can drive. You can open the microwave light. You can read a book. You can do whatever it is that you do at nighttime with electronic light on, as long as you're wearing a pair of blue light blocking glasses with an orange lens. Now the blue light cannot penetrate. Your body now believes rightly, correctly, that it's nighttime. It's time to turn on the melatonin faucet. The melatonin starts to flourish through the body. The body starts to go, oh, I'm a bit tired. Oh, it might be time for bed. And then ultimately you get into bed, remove the glasses, turn off the light, fall over, and you fall asleep a lot quicker, you sleep deeper, and you wake up feeling a lot more refreshed. A university did a study on our very brand of glasses. Same university, University of Washington that I mentioned before. People who wore the glasses reported sleeping 13% longer and had a 12% improvement in their productivity the following day after sleep. That's how powerful these things can be.
I'm in. I'm going to get one for myself and one for my wife, because that's one of our actionable items that we do that is for optimization. So we have these actions, actionables, controllables, as Justin would say, for sleep, you know, just the basics, and then the optimization, which would be investing in blue light glasses with an orange lens.
Must have an orange lens. Now look, a clear lens pair of glasses like I'm putting on now, these are fine for daytime computer use, because what they do is it more filters the blue light as you're staring at a screen all day, so it can relieve you of headaches and tension, and it's more like blue filtering glasses than blue blocking glasses, the clear lens. But at nighttime, to block enough of the blue light that is responsible for messing with your melatonin production, you really do have to switch to a pair of orange lens glasses. Do not believe any company that claims that wearing a pair of clear lens glasses will help you with your sleep. They will not. They will certainly filter and block some blue light, but not enough to help you with your sleep. Only a pair of orange lens glasses can block enough of the blue light that messes with your sleep.
Love it. Love it. Where would we get those? Yours, not anyone else's. Yours.
Yeah. SwanwickSleep.com. My last name is spelled SwanwickSleep. You can also type that into Amazon and you can get them via Amazon. Again, the University of Washington did a scientific study on them. They've been proven. A lot of pro sports teams are now wearing them, that the athletes, members of the Denver Broncos, the New Orleans Saints, Manchester United, Tottenham Hotspur, the New York Knicks, a lot of their players are wearing the Swannies glasses from Swanic Sleep, because this is how important sleep is for professional athletes and their performance.
For everybody, yes, 100%. And Project 90, how the hell are people going to start Project 90?
Yeah, look, you can go to alcoholfreelifestyle.com. I have a podcast as well in Apple Podcasts and on Spotify, which is named Alcohol Free Lifestyle. I'm on Instagram at James Swanick. My last name is spelled with a W, so S-W-A-N-W-I-C-K. I do a lot of free videos and trainings and tutorials on my Instagram. There's also a link there where you can get my Alcohol Freedom Formula Guide, which is a free guide, which will walk you through the same process that I walk all my clients through. But really, the best place to get me is online, alcoholfreelifestyle.com.
I'm not pushing you off, but I just want to end off with, you know, it's summer starting to come. So, well, I'm in Canada, Toronto. Summertime here. I know. Where are you? You're in.
Well, as we're recording this, I'm in Copenhagen in Denmark visiting my brother. Okay. But ordinarily, I can be found in Medellin, Colombia, where is home base for me. Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. Okay. So summer's coming. It's getting warmer. People are going to barbecues. People are hosting barbecues. People are going to work functions. People are doing whatever. How can someone socialize? I'm flipping back the switch to the alcohol now because I just think it's a great way to end this. How can people socialize alcohol-free? What are some tips that you have for people? Guys.
Yeah, very simple. So before you go into the barbecue, the party, you just say to yourself, I'm going to be the most engaged, have the most fun, be the most social, smile the most, get to know people, and have so much fun while drinking my soda water or whatever it is you're going to drink. Number tip two is there's so many alcohol alternatives on the market now. So ahead of time, you could take in a Heineken Zero or a, you know, like a Bud Zero. I mean, there's a lot of these zero beers on the market now. I wouldn't recommend this as a long-term strategy because you might still have the association of drinking alcohol because you're drinking something that tastes like beer. But in the short term, certainly you might want to do that for a couple of weeks while you start to feel more comfortable not drinking any amount of alcohol. You could also just literally drink soda water ice, a piece of lime. That is a delicious, refreshing drink. You could always just, you know, people might mistakenly believe that you're drinking a vodka soda as long as you're holding like a soda water with a bit of lime and a straw or something. Like I wouldn't say you would be intentionally lying to people, but that, you know, you ask for a tip, you could do that. The most important thing is this: own the fact that you're being alcohol free. Like, be proud of it and share it, and don't be like, oh, I've got to hide it. People are going to think I'm an alcoholic. People are going to think I got a problem. Just walk in and put this big George Clooney-esque smile on your face and go, yeah, I'm alcohol free. I haven't drunk in like 2-3 weeks. I'm actually feeling pretty good. I'm just running it as an experiment at the moment. We'll see what happens. But so far, it's been pretty interesting. And that's it. That's all you got to say. And then people will, like, if you're going in there going, oh, geez, I wish I could drink, but I can't, then all of your friends are going to be like, go on, just have one, you'll be fine. But if you walk in and you go, I'm alcohol free, I'm doing this 30-day thing, I'm going for 90 days, and you just own it and you're confident, no one's going to try to pressure you to have a drink, no one's going to care, everyone's thinking about themselves, everyone can just relax, and then you just have a good time, you're alcohol free, you get to sleep well that night, wake up the next morning, feel energetic, run your life the way you want to live your life and still go out and enjoy parties and barbecues in the summertime.
Yeah, incredible. And you know, you have to give other people time. If you've someone who's have been drinking, like for me, when I stopped drinking, it took people a year to really believe that I wasn't drinking. So I understood that. I knew, oh yeah, no, I'm not drinking. You go to family things. No, I'm not drinking. No, I'm just, you know, I'm shredding. I would always tell them I'm shredding because that would be like, oh, okay, well, you know, and then as it became more shred, I'd just show them the six pack. I'm like, you don't get these from that, right? Like just kind of little funny little things. But it always would happen that people would always ask. And I would just say the same thing over and over again. I was just literally repeating, saying, no, I don't drink. No, I'm not drinking. Why? Yeah, it's just because, you know, I'm trying to shred, blah, blah, blah. To a point now where when I go places, people already have water ready for me. They're like, oh, Angela, you guys get this funk. We got the Perrier for you. Or I got this for you. I got that for you. Nice. Because they already know. Funkster doesn't drink. Yeah. So, but Funkster's fun, and we want Funkster to be super fun and exciting and get everyone going and play the jokes and do whatever he does to get everybody engaged. So I got to make sure I have the Perrier for Funkster because I want them to have fun. That's literally what happens everywhere I go. It's amazing.
And
it's beautiful.
Nobody would ever accuse you of being dull, Funk. I don't think anyone would ever accuse you of being dull or boring. You seem like a very fun, engaging kind of guy. And you don't drink. Look at that. You don't drink. And people still think that you're fun and engaging and you're a great guy and you get invited to parties. This is the whole thing. People mistakenly believe that if they stop drinking, that they've got to retreat from society or cower at home or that their friends won't invite them anywhere. Funk gets invited everywhere and he hasn't drunk for 7 or 8 years, right? So well done. I salute you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. And anyone else listening, James, thank you so much for being on here. Got to have you on again, talk a little bit more about sleep. I think this has been amazing. I love having you on here. I love meeting you. I love your energy. I love everything you're doing. All of those links are going to be in this video. If you're watching, the links will be in the show notes. Any last words before we go?
I've had a life with alcohol and a life without, and without is way better. And I invite you to at least experiment with something similar.
Amazing. Thanks so much for being on the podcast, and hopefully we'll speak very soon. Take care.
Thanks for having me, Funk. Appreciate you.
Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts. Former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author. Bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.